DeepEnglish.com.
Free falling. Active speaking, part A. Falling through the air is one of the most common dreams that people have. Is being chased by a monster one of the most common dreams people have? No. Falling through the air is one of the most common dreams people have. This dream is thought to symbolize the lack of control we have over our lives. What is this dream of falling through the air thought to symbolize? This dream of falling through the air is thought to symbolize the lack of control we have over our lives. To some extent, we all have to deal with events that we can't control. So maybe that's why falling is such an apt symbol of our fears. Do we all have to deal with events that we can't control? Yes, that's right. We all have to deal with events we can't control. Is that why being chased is such an apt symbol of our fears? No, that's why falling is such an apt symbol of our fears. Have you ever had a dream about falling through the air? 17-year-old Julianne Koepke experienced the terror of falling one stormy Christmas Eve in 1971. What did 17-year-old Julianne Koepke experience? She experienced the terror of falling. And when did she experience it? She experienced it one stormy Christmas Eve in 1971. Julianne was sitting in the window seat on a passenger plane out of Lima, Peru. Was Julianne sitting in the aisle seat on the plane? No, she was sitting in the window seat. And was the plane out of Bogota, Colombia? No, the plane was out of Lima, Peru. Have you ever been to Lima, Peru? She was en route to the city of Pucallpa in the Amazon forest with her mother, who was sitting between her and another passenger. To where was Julianne en route? She was en route to the city of Pucallpa in the Amazon forest. And was she traveling with her mother? Yes, she was traveling with her mother. And where was her mother sitting? Her mother was sitting between her and another passenger. Turbulence from the storm was causing the plane to lurch up and down. What was causing the plane to lurch up and down? Turbulence from the storm was causing the plane to lurch up and down. Have you ever experienced turbulence on an airplane flight? Then, in a single horrific moment, a bolt of lightning hit one of the plane's fuel tanks and tore the right wing off. What did the bolt of lightning hit? It hit one of the plane's fuel tanks. Did it tear the left wing off? No. It tore the right wing off. Was it a pleasurable moment for the passengers? No, it was a horrific moment for the passengers. Lanza Flight 508 went into a nosedive, breaking apart in the process. What then happened to Lanza Flight 508? It went into a nosedive, breaking apart in the process. As the filmmaker Werner Herzog, who made a documentary about Julianne's experience, described it, she did not leave the airplane left her. How did Herzog describe Julianne's experience? He described it as, she did not leave the airplane left her. The next thing Julianne knew, she was in free fall, still strapped to her seat. What was the next thing Julianne knew? The next thing Julianne knew, she was in free fall, still strapped to her seat. Have you ever experienced the sensation of free falling? She remembers falling head first with her seatbelt digging into her waist. Does Julianne remember falling feet first? No, she remembers falling head first. And what was digging into her waist? Her seatbelt was digging into her waist. The dark green jungle canopy spun rapidly below her. It was at that point that Julianne lost consciousness. Did the dark green jungle canopy spin slowly below her? No, the dark green jungle canopy spun rapidly below her. What happened to Julianne at that point? It was at that point Julianne lost consciousness. When she awoke the next morning, she found herself on the floor of the jungle, still strapped to her seat. When she awoke the next morning, where did she find herself? She found herself on the floor of the jungle. And what was she still strapped to? She was still strapped to her seat. The two seats next to her, from her row on the plane, were still there, but nobody was in them. Who was in the two seats next to her, from her row on the plane? Nobody was in the two seats next to her from the row on the plane. Her mother and the other passenger had vanished. What happened to her mother? Her mother had vanished. And what about the other passenger? The other passenger had vanished too. How could she have survived an incredible 3,000-meter fall through the air?